A major tech conference starts today in Vancouver. It's called the Web Summit. Speakers at the event include the CEO of Blue Sky and the vice president of Microsoft. Vancouver is hosting the conference for the next 3 years. Now, the government of BC and the city of Vancouver have played significant roles in bringing it here. Much like the Olympics, it doesn't come without controversy. To help us unpack that, we're joined this morning by DigiBC's executive director, Locke Dow. DigiBC is a nonprofit that supports the province's creative technology and media ecosystem. Locke, good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
You were involved in getting this conference to Vancouver for 3 years. Why did you want to bring it there?
We, in our sector, so as you mentioned, creative technology, we represent the video game sector and animation, VFX, VR, and AR. And normally in our world, we travel out to conferences in the United States, in Europe, and Asia in order to do deals and try and get investment and get distribution. We've never had something like this in BC. We've never had something at this scale. And for them to come here, it provides so much more opportunity for our own companies and people to really meet the this incredible group that is coming into our province.
Can you explain what kinds of benefits you see flowing out of this? Maybe some examples?
Yeah, so one of them was yesterday we did a pre-tour, and we took people, investors, and people from around the world on three different tours. So we took them on a creative technology tour, a life sciences tour, and a clean tech tour of companies all over the Metro Vancouver region. We started in Surrey, took them into Accelera, and took them to D-Wave. We took them to Industrial Light and Magic, which is best known for Star Wars. And we took them to Kabam, which is the largest mobile game studio in the world, and they're headquartered here in BC. And, it was really eye-popping for people. They didn't realize, what opportunities are here. But, at the more, grassroots level, we are really focusing on homegrown IP right now, and we want to really support investment for our startups. We have such an incredible wealth of startups and Canadian owned and operated companies that we want to see be able to grow and to create new trade relationships given the times we're in.
Now, there's quite a bit of public money that went into this, $6.6 million from the feds, the same amount from the province, $2 million, give or take, from local government. There are people who say, that public money should be spent on Canadian organizations. What do you make of that?
It's something that we definitely advocated for when it came here. We wanted it to represent the West Coast and the elements of the West Coast, such as our creative tech sector. Some of the things we were able to get as it comes here is we have the BC Pavilion, where we have Kelowna's Star Video Game Studio, Hyper Hippo, is going to be featured. They're going to be doing a presentation called Built in BC, Played by Millions, along with another one of our studios from Victoria. And the other piece is we actually got one of our leaders here onto the main stage, which has never happened before. But on the micro side, we run a small event called Signals Creative Tech. It's local. We bring in, a small handful of people each year, but we can only reach 2,500 people a year. We're talking, 15 to 20,000 a year minimum with a conference of this size. So we kind of need both. We need that ecosystem. We're hoping to be able to use this to then create connections to help our small event, and our small event helps everyone in the province, right? So I think there's a trickle-on effect but we have to be careful, right? We can't go in with eyes closed on this. So it's something that we're continuing to advocate for.
Yeah, and I wonder about, talk of tariffs and tension between the two countries. We think of, Silicon Valley and BC, the kind of whole Cascadia region, having a really free flow of information and ideas and capital up and down. Have the tensions between the United States and Canada affected that at all?
No, it hasn't affected tech, and you know, fingers crossed. We never know what will get posted daily, right? But so far, no direct impacts. And one of the things that we have looked at for our sector as well, especially for video games, is we only 1/3 of our market is in the U.S., and the other 66% is global, which is, you know, it's a huge, you know, relief to, and it's something we want to make sure we do with our other sectors, right, to provide, you know, just a bit of, you know, and obviously that's what our leaders are doing right now, trying to figure that out.
Locke, really good to talk to you this morning. Good luck with all this. Thanks for joining us today.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Locke Dow, the executive director of DigiBC. We reached him this morning in Vancouver. You're listening to CBC Radio 1.